We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi b'Manachushim Kam Yaakov b'Pirchos Eliyahu in Kalim Perigiv Zayin, Mishnah Yud Beis. In the previous Mishnah, we said that there are times where we're looking for a measure, a minimum size of something in Halacha, where we follow the Mida Daka, the Yesha Amu b'Mida Daka, the Mishnah had said. There are times that's a smaller measure. There are times where the Yesha Amu l'Hakolofi Mashu Adam. All depends on the size of the individual, that it, the measure is going to vary. And our Mishnah Rebbei says, V'yesh sha'amu mimida gasa. The times of the Chacham have decided that the measure of something, the minimum measure of something, is going to follow the mida gasa, the larger measure of the food, the larger measure of the kli, as we will see. So the first on the list has to do with Tumas Meis. And the halacha is that if you have, normally when it comes to Tumas Meis, so if you have, let's say, you need a kazayis min ha-meis, the bone and flesh, at least the olive size of the meis, in order to be metame. The Mishnah here is discussing what we call rakav, which is corpse dust. You have a full corpse, it can be have a case where they're missing a limb, then that the halacha would not apply. You know it was a full corpse, you know there's nothing else actually mixed in with it, and there's a ladle full, melo tarvad of rakav. So halacha mishmishinia says that's tamei b'masa if you carry it, tamei in an ol, it's metame the kalim and the people in the ol, but it's not going to be metame b'maga. So this halacha, melo tarvad rakav, what type of ladle are we talking about that we're going to say that it's tamei meis? Kimelo tarvad gadol shel rofim. The type of ladle is a larger ladle, the one that the doctor used to put in the medicine. That's what it says the Bar Tanura, shu gadol mishar tarvadim, vishiura, what's the shiur of that? Melo chafnaim, actually is two hands full of that corpse dust is going to be metame ba'ohel and bimasa. Next on this list, where we take the mida gasa, the larger measure, is ugris negayim kigris hakilki. Negayim, of course, is tsaras. Tsaras, there's tumas tsaras on the body, there's tumas tsaras on clothing, tumas tsaras on a house. When it comes to the body or clothing, ugris, which is a half a bean, the split bean, so that is the minimum size. So on clothing, if you have a dark green or dark red spot, that's the size of this split bean of a gris. So it's going to be metame as tsaras. If it's on a house, it actually has to be too grisim. What split bean are we speaking about? So the Mishnah says, kigris ha-kilki. It's the gris from a place called Kilki. This was part of today it's in Turkey, it was part of the Roman Empire. And the Mishnah says that is a larger of the grisim of the split bean. Bar Tanura tells you, v'ha-pulim shebo gedolim mishar pulim. The beans that were there were larger than other pulim. How much is that, really? So he tells you, v'shir makom ha-gris ha-kilki is tesha adashos shalosh al shalosh merubos. He says that the half of this bean, the split bean that we're speaking about, is 9 times the size of a lentil, of the average lentil. So that's okay, that gives you a little bit to let you know, an average bean is not going to be metame bitzaras if the white spot on the body or the red or green spot on the clothing is, or let's say two grisim, two split beans on a house, the dark red and dark green spots, then I'm mitame. If it's a gris of a regular size, gris, but it has to be the size of a larger bean, the gris hakilki. Ha'ochel, another example. Ha'ochel biyom ha-kipurim kikoseves ha-gasa. Kamoa u-chigar inasa. So eating on Yom Kippur, we know eating on Yom Kippur, the shiur, the minimum shiur to be chayv kares, is a larger shiur than the classic kizayis. And that's because the Torah says, v'inisim es nafsho sechem, the obligation is to suffer. So even if you eat a kizayis, so you're not allowed to do that in a Torah, but nonetheless, you're not chayv kares, because eating kizayis does not fill you to the extent where you're no longer fasting, meaning you're still suffering. So only when you eat the size of the dried date, do we say that now you're going to be chayav for a Yom Kippur. So that's a koseves hagasa, not to be confused with the grogeres, that's the dried fig. Koseves is the dry date. Now the Mishnah tells you, in order to be chayav kares, it's not just a regular sized date, it's a koseves hagasa, it's a large date. And not only that, and it's kamoa v'chager uchagarinasa. It includes the day, not only the date, the meat, the flesh of the date, but also the garin, also the pit, Bartuner points out, Shetzarech Lema'e Chalala, which means it doesn't include if there's any hollow space between the flesh of the date and the pit, so that's not included. So how do you figure they have to press it down to get to figure out so you don't have any hollow space? Then together with the pit, together with the flesh of the date, then you know. But it's a larger koseves. If it's a smaller date, you're not going to be chayev on Yom Kippur. Says Bartuner, how much is this? He says, Gedolim, Yishar Tamarim, the koseves is larger than other dates. The shira ma'at pachos mikabetza. The shira is actually a little bit less than the size of an egg. Vinodos yain vashemen. And then the Mishnah continues. What about the measure of skin bottles of wine and oil? And you want to know at what point, how large is the hole in order for them to lose their tumah? That's related to our surely to Maseches Kalim. So people now, normally, obviously, if there's a little hole, a little crack, the oil and the wine is going to come out. Obviously, they use these nodos, these skin bottles, for something else, to store something else after that are solid, things that are solid. So that those do not lose their status of Kalim until the Shira is Kipiko Gedola Shalahen. That's or the hole is the size of a whorl. Now we've had that before. That was that large bowl that you put at the end of the spindle. Different ways to learn the Mishnah. We'll learn like Bartanura does, where Rashi says, the Bartanura says, Kipiko Gedola Shemisimin Beplach, you put on the spindle, Shanashim Tavos, but when the women spin the wool, this is what they use. So that's one way to explain the Mishnah, the Nodos Yayin Vashemen. When do they lose their status of a Kli, and they're no longer Mekabel Tumah? When it's Kipiko Gedola. The word Shelohen doesn't seem to fit in very well, but we'll understand the Mishnah in this way. If that large bowl, the end of the spindle, that's the size of the hole, so then they're not mekabel these skin bottles of wine and oil, they're not mekabel tuma anymore. Umaor, shalom. So now we're speaking about a maor, means something that lets light in. This is a window. You have a wall and you make a hole in the wall. So a little background, it's important to realize that when we speak about Tumas Mace. Tumah can go through from one building to another if you have an opening in the wall. And so if Tumah is in one room and there's a window to another room, so the Tumah will go through the window as long as the window is the size of a tefach. But that's all if the purpose of the window is to actually bring things in and out. So then you need the size of a tefach for the tumah to go through, and if it's smaller than a tefach, the tumah will not go through. But if the purpose of the window of making a crack in the wall is just for light, so light comes through even with a small crack, that has significance even if it is less than a tefach. Question is, what's the minimum shear for tumah to transfer from one room to another where the purpose of making the opening, the hole in the wall, is for light and not for bringing things in and out? What's the minimum size where tumah will transfer from one place to the other? So the Mishnah distinguishes between whether the ma'or was made bidei adam, where a person actually made that crack, or is shalonasa bidei adam. That it wasn't made bidei adam, as we'll explain. Uma'or shalonasa bidei adam, shiro, if it's not done by man, the shear, the minimum size of this window, which is there for illuminating purposes, for the tumah to go all the way through, what's the shear that tumah will now transfer to the other room? Shiro kimelo egrof gadol, the size of a large fist. Zehu egrofo shel ben batiach. Now that doesn't seem to be smaller than a tefach. So that's true because it's lo nasa bidei adam. We'll see when it comes to it's nasa bidei adam. Then of course the shear of that maor, of that window for light purposes, is going to be smaller. Now what does it mean that it's lo nasa bidei adam? So the Bartuner tells you, kigon chor shecharuruhu mayim o shratzim. Let's say water made this hole, or shratzim, or rodents, let's say, burrowed through. O shenafal hafar me'elav, or just the dust, the dirt disintegrated. V'nasa shem nekem, now there's a hole. So if you didn't have im lo chashav alav lema'or, and you didn't think about it, it was just happening by itself. For there you have a shear, there's an oel ames, and now you want to know, does the tumah transfer into the house through this hole? It's the size of the a growth of the fist of a person called Ben Batia. Who is this person? Dahainu Adam Yadua Etzlam. Someone that people knew, Uben Batiach Shemo, Shehayeh Grofo Gadol, they knew Ben Batiach, he was known for a very large fist. So that fist, so that will transfer if it's the Ma'or that was not done Bidei Adam, the person didn't have in mind for to make it as a Ma'or. Am Rabbi Yossi, Yeshno Kurosh Gadol Shel Adam. And Rabbi Yossi says, and his question was Rabbi Yossi coming to do, Rabbi Yossi says, Ben Batiach's fist was equal to the size of a large head. So it seems that Rabbi Yossi is not arguing, he's just telling you that that happens to be the size of this, but of Ben Batiach's fist was really large. The same proportion as a human head that's actually very large. Some say it doesn't really mean a large head, it just means it's as large as a head, but it means the average size head. Either way, that's Rabbi Yossi explaining the Tana Kama. What about this ma'or, this hole in the wall made by a person? You wanted to make it as a light. And now I want to know, does the tumah from the Ohel HaMeis transfer into this house through this window? Shiro kimlo makdeach gadol shalishka. Shehu, so let's explain what that means. We've had this in the past. The Magdeach is like a drill. So the shear is the size of a drill that was used in the Lishka in the Beis HaMikdash. So that's the person who actually made the hole for the purposes of light. What size is that? The Mishnah tells you. Ushu kepunyon hoitalki. It's like the Italian punyon, which is a type of coin. Uchesela haNironis. We know Nero, the emperor. So it's like the sela that was used in his day. That's all the same size. Uvichamalo nekev shebaol. It happens to be the same size also as the hole that you put in a yoke. All the same, and that's obviously smaller than a tefach, but it transfers tumah because it was made bidei Adam. Kalim Perek Yud Zayin Mishnah Yud Gimel. Kol Shebayam Torah. We made reference to this in the past. Mishnah says any kli that's made from bayam, from a creature in the sea, so it's Torah, it's not Mekabel Tumah. What's that based on? So the pasuk, the famous pasuk, Bar Tanura tells you, O beged or O suck. Ma beged min hagadel min haaret. Just like we have a halacha that the beged, that's also learned from the pasuk, that the beged is a makabel tumah only when it's gadel min haaret. The beged made from the haaret. Let's say from clothing, obviously clothing made from tzemer or pishtim, whatever it may be. You have animals, or it's not made, animals are not made ayam, right? That's wool. And pishta, let's say it's made from plants, flax, linen. So, ma'af or, so too, min hagadim l'naret. So too, when the Mishnah speaks about or hide, so the hide has to be like a beged. So, sak, that's the general rule, right? That's the sackcloth. And on the pasuk is beged and or. Beged has to be min hagadil baaretz. So therefore, or, when we're speaking about using skin, it has to be from a skin of an animal, min haaretz. It can't be from a creature from the sea. So that's the Mishnah says. Kol shebayam Torah. But there's an exception. Chutz mikelav hamayim, except literally the dog of the sea dog. What's the sea dog? Some claim that it's an otter, because why? It's in the sea or it's not in the sea? The answer is, Mishnah tells you. Rabbi Akiva says, I'll tell you why. Because it runaways and needs to escape, so it has the status of a land animal, because it will escape from the sea onto dry land in order not to be captured. So because of that, it really has the status not of bayam, and therefore if you make a kli out of the skin of this kelev yam, kelev hamayim, so then it will be mekabel tumah. Ho'ose kelim min hagadel bayam v'chiber lahen min hagadel ba'aretz. Afilu chut, afilu mishicha, davar shemekabel tumah tameh. Interesting halacha. Mishnah says you have a kli made from something in the sea. Now keep in mind, this halacha is not only from creatures that are in the sea, like say the bones or skin of sea creatures, but also plants that grow in the sea. Or also, if you make a kli out of it, it's not mekabel tumah. But here, you did that. You made a kli out of something, a plant that grows in the sea, or a creature that's from the sea. But what you did was you attached to it, to this kli, something that grows from the ground, which is normally is mekabel tumah. And Mishnah afilu chut, even if it's a thread, a mishich, even if it's a string, since that is something that's mekabel tumah, because that is material as a mekabel tumah, it tamei. Now the whole kli is mekabel tamei. Says the Bartuner, uvavad sheyichabrenu lo b'derech shemayu shneihem min agadel ba'aretz mechubarin mechibur kazeh ya tamei o'echad k'shenit melchaveiro. So let's say he made a canteen out of fish skin. So that's not mekabel tamei. But now you attached a string to it. So Bartuner is telling you that what the Mishnah is saying is like this. That kli is going to be, that's a fishkin kli, is going to be mekabel tuma, assuming the string you use was from a material that's mekabel tuma. But that's only if this string, let's assume the kli were a kli that is mekabel tuma. If the string is attached to it. Would the halacha be that if you touch the string, the kli is mekabel tuma, you touch the kli, the string is mekabel tuma? If that would be the regular rule, it's attached to the extent that we consider really part of the kli, so then that's what we're talking about. Then we can say the whole kli is mekabel tuma on the basis, by virtue of this string, this thread, or whatever it may be. But if it's not attached in a way where, if it were regular kli, if you touch the string, the kli be mekabel tuma, no, just the string itself, then that's not considered that it's attached to the kli, and therefore that we're not going to assume that the kli is going to be mekabel tuma from a sea creature based on a thread that happens to be from a material that is mekabel tuma.